The government of Hamas says hospitals and clinics in Gaza are running short on medicine supplies. Speaking at a press conference, they said hospitals need at least 178 types of medicine for intensive care units, maternity wards, pediatric and ophthalmic surgeries.
The acute shortage of medicine and supplies in Gaza's hospitals is serious with tragic consequences.
In addition to the much-needed medicines, hospitals need fuel for their power generators. Because of the Israeli siege, they have been using power generators, which consume a lot of fuel. Some of the expensive medicines for treatment of chronic patients also get spoiled because of the regular power cuts. Vaccines and blood plasma also require refrigeration. Health officials also warn that patients on life support, premature babies, and those in need of kidney dialysis could lose their lives if power cuts continue.
We have no diesel fuel for power generators. Hospitals depend on power generators because of the frequent power cuts.
Hospitals have been short on medical supplies for at least 4 years now. The bitter reality is that sometimes they cannot even offer basic services to the patients with minor injuries or illnesses. According to the health officials, the only way out of the current crisis is for the international community to help lift the Israeli siege and resume the supply of medicine into the coastal enclave. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.